Knowing she had done something to help herself gave Yannicka a bit of confidence and hope that she would get off the ship alive. Eddie jogged back into the room.
The blast wrecked the hallway about 20 yards from here. Scuttling charges. We can't go back up the way we came.
Is there another way?
We better hope so. I can hear the lower part of the ship flooding.
Julia turned to Yannicka Dahl, keeping her voice as soothing as she could.
Yanni, sweetheart, we have to get you out of here. But in order to do that, you need to put on a protective suit like the ones Eddie and I are wearing.
The boat is sinking? She asked.
Yes, it is. We have to go.
Julia turned on the suit's battery-powered fans and scrubbers and unzipped the back. She didn't tell Yanni that the garment wasn't for her protection, but rather for the crew of the Oregon, in case she was already infected. Making sure to keep the air flowing through the tubes in her nose, Yanni slid her coltish legs into the hazmat suit and shrugged it over her narrow shoulders. Julia helped tuck her long hair into the helmet. Hux could tell it hadn't been washed in several days. Yannicka's asthma attack had kept her in the infirmary for a while.
Take a deep breath through your nose and hold it for as long as you can, she ordered.
Yanni's chest expanded as she drew the pure oxygen into her lungs. Julia unhooked the cannula from around Yanni's ears and tossed the tubing aside. She pulled the two halves of the suit closed and zipped it up. It took her another minute to secure the seams with duct tape. When Eddie had returned from his brief exploration, he'd taken a moment to drape sheets over the two bodies outside Yanni's cubicle. The girl still stared at the shrouded figures as Julia led her past. When they reached the ship's boat garage a few minutes later, they saw Oregon across the water, ablaze with lights. Searchlights pierced the darkness and roamed across the Dawn's deck and along her waterline. The Zodiac inflatable that had been tied off near the garage bobbed nearby, its painter pulled taut and its bow submerged by the draw of the sinking cruise liner. As Eddie untied the line from an eye bolt welded to the ship's hull, one of the searchlights stabbing out from the Oregon swept past them and then returned, bathing them in a pool of incandescence. Julia and Yannicka waved furiously. The light blinked in acknowledgement. The Robinson helicopter swooped over from the far side of the cruise ship. George Adams held it steady over them long enough to see they were all right before moving off again to snatch the chairman and Mark Murphy from the upper deck. Eddie rolled over the Zodiac's side and hoisted Julia and Yanni aboard. In seconds, he had the motor running and the little boat skipping across the waves toward the Oregon. It had been a near thing. Whoever detonated the scuttling charges and sank the Golden Dawn had almost taken the Oregon search party down with it. But thankfully, they'd all returned safe and sound. Hux supervised their decontamination, examined them, and when she found no trace of pathogens, she gave everyone a clean bill of health. Still, Dr. Huxley kept their new charge, Yannicka, under observation. In the op center, Juan turned to Eric and Mark.
How'd you make out, Murph?
I salvaged about 30% of the ship's computer archives, including everything about her last voyage.
He held up a hand to forestall Cabrillo's next question.
I haven't gone through anything yet. Eric and I were helping figure out if you and that piece of eye candy in there had been infected.
Juan nodded, although he didn't think he and their guest should have been their top priority.
Going through those logs is now job one for you two. I want to know everything that took place aboard that ship since this voyage began. I don't care how trivial.
I saw you talking to our patient earlier, Julia interrupted. How is she doing?
Tired and scared, Juan replied. She has no idea what happened to everyone, and I didn't really want to press the issue. Her emotional state is pretty fragile. She did tell me something that might be pertinent. The ship was on a charter for a group called the Responsivists.
What's this about Responsivists?
This came from Max Hanley. He strode into the lab like a bull in a china shop. Before anyone could answer, he crossed to Juan and shook his hand.
Scuttlebutt around the ship says you were out of isolation. How are you doing?
Glad to be alive, Juan said warmly.
Max returned to his original question.
You said something about responsivists?
Yeah, Miss Dahl mentioned the ship was on a charter for them, from the Philippines to Athens.
Piraeus, actually, Eric corrected automatically. Athens is inland. Its port is the city of Piraeus.